T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Tomorrow is the big day on Jane's show. Look, all the days on Jane's show are big. But she's got your chance to win an Adventures by Disney Rhine River Cruise. Look up the Rhine. You look where it runs. You're going all through Europe. This is a vacation for two. Tomorrow, 5 o'clock hour, listen for the Hidden Mickey. You will know it when you hear it. It's tricky, though. After the Hidden Mickey ends, caller 97 instantly wins the trip. You don't get qualified. You win it. Go to RadioAlice.com/contest for more information.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by our friends at Pier 39, where San Francisco meets the Bay to play. See their new attractions and enjoy more outdoor dining than ever.
Pier 39. They got it all.
So fun. Honey. All right, here's what's happening. So cloudy to start the day off with at least partial clearing and another hot day.
Okay.
Most places in the high 70s and 80s, and some lucky people are going to see 90s.
Oh, we're in the crick?
Walnut Benicia. Creek, hello. How you doing?
That's hot.
It's
maybe
hot.
Benicia, too. I didn't check Benicia, but I'm going to guess probably Benicia, too.
Things are hot there.
You lucky duck.
Yeah.
Coco. So lucky.
It says it's going to hit high 80s.
Oh, that's
all right.
That's nothing. Oh, you're fine.
Almost 90.
Oh,
yeah. Those apps, though, boy, they're always right, aren't they?
They're just so dead on.
Spot on.
Right.
I have to fudge my language the whole time I do weather because these apps are never correct. Cloudy with some clearing.
Huh.
Anyway, that's all. That's the best I can do for you right now until I get that Doppler weather radar I've been asking for, which I wouldn't know how to use anyway, but you know,
I'm sure there's a training class all the legit people do. Yes, we'll get you all trained up on that, Vinny, and we'll have the most comprehensive weather report of anywhere in the Bay Area.
Thank you so much. Okay, so we're going to start with the story that's taken over the nation. It's the Brian Laundrie is missing, and he is considered they're very careful about the wording they use where he's concerned, but I think we all can agree he is suspect number one in the murder of his girl, first missing, now definitely found dead girlfriend, Gabby Petito. The guy, I'm having trouble with my computer a little bit, but the guy who does, what was that show called? America's Most Wanted.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
His last name's Walsh. John Walsh.
John Walsh,
right.
Yeah.
He's speaking out saying, the fact that this guy, like, look, he lawyered up. His parents lawyered up. The lawyer may have gotten, you don't know what the whole scenario is going on there, but the lawyer's job, if they hired someone, is to get a look at them, survey the situation and decide how to handle
defend
it, right? He might have looked at the parents and gone, you know, read this. And then right in the middle of it, like, why are you smiling? Well, I'm nervous. Well, you can't do, okay.
Yeah.
Nobody talks.
Clearly, I'll do all the talking.
Right. So I don't know what, I'm not trying to defend them. I'm just saying that's what a lawyer would have to sort of decide based on what he's looking at and what the situation is. But what Walsh is saying is, okay, so they got protection through the law, not to incriminate themselves, but how do you let him go camping in an area and then spend what you spent looking in an area that was probably, he probably never went there.
Right.
So now he's got, is it 9 days on the run, another direction from where you've been looking?
He's definitely had some flight time.
You kind of got to agree with, then this Walsh guy is considered, you know, I mean, he even says, the public trust me. Like, I've been doing this a long time. I have, you know, I'm trying to stop crimes.
Yeah. Right.
So it's interesting that he's sort of calling out the Florida police and saying, really, really bad job. Really bad. You could have done anything to keep some idea of where this kid is, and they didn't. So that's there. There's no new news as far as that goes, and what, you know, whether he's been caught. No, they have nothing. They've looked that area where he said he went where his parents said he went camping.
Yeah,
and I don't know. You know, Gabby Petito's parents have said, "I want those parents brought up on charges because they've been protecting this guy."
They're harboring a fugitive, or they're aiding and abetting.
Look, I don't know how. You know your relationship with your boys, right?
Yeah.
I know my relationship with my mom or my parents.
Mm-hmm.
When they've asked me, did you do this? Yep. Not that in particular, but you know what I mean? I didn't do anything to get. I didn't even know her.
Right.
But I'm saying when I was young and there were things that came up and they put the screws to me, I usually told them,
That's me. Guilty as charged.
Right. And then my dad would, you know, make me go apologize or correct things or do whatever I needed to do to make that straight.
Right.
I don't know what this, if this guy has a relationship with his parents where he would have said, I made a huge mistake and I need your help to protect me. Or if he's like, doesn't say anything to them and says, we got in a fight and I left. I don't know how, you know.
Right.
I don't know what he would have said to them.
But
are they involved?
No, well, maybe. I mean, I don't know, and I may never know. We may never know what the depth of their involvement is in this. But I'm thinking, as you're saying, if my son comes to me and goes and tells me what happened, I killed my girlfriend, the one that was living with us. Yeah, she's not coming back here. You know, my feeling would always be, I always yell this at the TV too, like, but then I get it. They won't have a show. I'm like, go to the police. You turn yourself in. I am that person, you know, like I want the least trouble I can possibly have. We're going to be in a lot of it because you murdered someone, but let's at least not. I don't even know what to say about it.
Yeah, you don't want to put yourself. I understand. Nobody wants to put themselves, especially a parent, in that situation. But what I guess I'm getting at is I don't know what their involvement is in this cover up. It's possible the guy told him that is where he was going, and they don't know where he, you know, that he was setting up the possible trail to go cold so that he'd have even more days on the run to get to wherever he might go.
He may have shown up at home all tearful and said, you know, a terrible accident happened.
Whatever.
It's not my fault, but it's going to look like, I mean, who knows what he sold to his parents. Look, parents want to believe you.
Right.
I don't want to hear that you cold-bloodedly murdered the woman who lives with us.
Right.
That you were going to marry, supposedly.
Well, like, that, one of the things that the parents put out after it was announced that he that the body they found in Wyoming was in fact her, the parents just wrote like the coldest sentence of all time.
And
the story headline was the parents have spoken out about Gabby being found, and it was something like may she rest in peace. And I'm looking at the page going, where's the rest of it? That was what they wrote. May she rest in peace.
Well, that's probably under the advice of a lawyer.
Again, I know.
You don't want them apologizing to the family.
That's why I said what I said previously, which is someone's controlling all of the information coming out of that area, and it's probably for very good reason. Anyway, so
Can I ask, though? It does seem like John Walsh is complete.
No, go ahead.
It seems like John Walsh is completely correct in that. This guy, my first thought when I heard any of this was that guy murdered her. Could they have not put an unmarked car outside his house just to make sure he didn't go off anywhere? Like,
there's a bunch of stuff they could have done. In fact, one of the things he suggested,
put a tracker on him.
He shouldn't be the guy, and yet he's made a living out of this, so he is the guy. But he said they could have done something called a wellness check just to make sure he was where he was supposed to be.
Yeah.
So you can legally say, we're here to do a wellness check. Show us this person.
Yes, we need to see that person.
So I don't know how you know, what that, there's different laws in different states, blah, blah, blah. But that's right. Something he was suggesting is they should have had eyes on him as soon as they realized he's home and this person's missing.
Right.
And they didn't. Yeah. So that's, you know, sort of laying some of the fault at the feet of the police in Florida. But this is the interesting, so nothing new there. The interesting thing that I'm seeing now in USA Today is, and we saw the backlash about, oh, everyone wants to know about the white girl that's missing, the white, cute white blonde girl. The FBI now realizes there's a lot of crime solvers out there. So as we've seen on social media, this has overtaken the news cycle in a way that it's the top subject at dating restaurants and yes. Among people just getting to know each other.
Yes.
You go for some wine and then what do? You talk about Gabby Petito murder
the whole time,
case.
Right. What about this? And did you hear about this? And what do you make of this?
So the FBI is now saying, there are 43 missing person cases that we need solved. You want to help us? Here
you
go.
Look into those.
They've put it out there. All you crime solvers who love this, jump on in these other cases because we need help with these too. I'm shocked to see that, but that's in today's USA Today.
But
do
why
you
not?
Know where Sorry.
You know, why not? We're like a giant neighborhood watch coalition.
Why? Because the wrong person might get fingered. That's why.
Well, fingering is awful, but it's
that's,
you know,
that's
sometimes
one
you gotta haul
I can
in a
think
few wrong
of
people
for not having witch hunts out there.
Now let's do witch hunts.
But all right, FBI. I mean, if that's what you're gonna
one step closer to the whole Big Brother nation. Woo!
You're gonna endorse
everyone's
the witch
watching
hunt.
You.
All right. Well, we'll see how that goes because they've put it out there in today's USA Today. Do you know where they are? 43 missing person cases the FBI needs help solving. So, Crime Stoppers, you have your
marching orders. Yeah.
Yikes.
Jeez a Lou.
Yeah, no kidding. All right. A comprehensive new study ranked all 50 states by how diverse they are, and it wasn't just based on ethnicity. They looked at household income and education level, occupations, marital status and family size, cultural diversity, religious diversity, and political diversity. And California was number one.
Oh, well, that's not super surprising, actually. We are also the most populous. And
right. I think of, when I think of diversity, I think of New York. But no, we are certainly diverse. You know, my neighborhood isn't. But that's something I've only noticed that in part because I'm with a Latina. Mm-hmm. So she's brown. And I guess that's something that's sort of now I'm more aware of. And then over the last couple of years, as we've talked about Black Lives Matter and some of the things that have been pointed out, I've become more aware. I normally wouldn't even notice.
Right.
I just wouldn't even think of it. But
right. Well, there's nothing to notice. It's a bunch of white people, you know?
Right.
It's
I'm just living my life. I live in a neighborhood
with a bunch of white people.
It's just just a day. I don't even think like, oh, there's, you know, oh, do we have enough Asian people here? I'm not sure. Let's do
a
head count.
Or enough anything other than white people.
Right. That's, well, anyway.
Cool. I'm with you.
Diverse states are California, Texas.
Texas, huh?
At number two, Hawaii, New Jersey, New York, and on and on. The least diverse?
Vermont.
Three of the states are in New England.
Oh, really?
Of the least diverse states.
It's got to be, it'll be Vermont, Maine, and Connecticut.
New Hampshire.
Oh, New Hampshire. I should have known.
West Virginia was number one, but Maine, Vermont, New Hampshire, and Montana are your least diverse states in the country.
Yep.
So California, go California, huh? or not. I don't know. Maybe you don't.
No,
I don't
diversity know. Is great.
Sure. Agreed. Huh, let's see here. I'm going to go to this one. Someone recently asked the internet what people considered a huge waste of money. Oh. And everything was on the table. Whether it was huge a necessary purchase or something a little more frivolous. But here are some of the highlights. And some of them I just can't help but absolutely scream. I totally agree.
Okay.
Baby toys.
Oh, yeah.
All kid toys, it seems, don't get enough use for the amount of wasteful plastic that is polluting the entire planet.
And the problem is they're so cheap. Like, if we had to pay more for our plastic, then maybe we'd have less of it in piles around our houses. But I remember looking at a playroom when my kids were little and just thinking, this is disgusting.
Totally disgusting. And it's a weird machine that's in place once you've got kids and the birthdays and the relatives give presents and it's all good.
Plastic.
Everybody's got their heart in the right place.
Yeah.
But when you are in your home in the aftermath of a Christmas or whatever, and you just see all this stuff and you go, as long as they use it every day for at least 5 years, we're good. But what you find is they don't ever touch that crap.
Nope, never.
So, yes, baby toys, kid toys, random knick-knack items, so wasteful. Huge waste of money.
Mm-hmm.
Designer clothes for kids on the list. Yeah, you want them to, you know, look great, but honestly, they're gonna move through those in a matter of months.
Yeah, don't buy a dress too soon before the event, you know what I mean? Like, the kid is going to not be able to fit into that in could be a month. I mean, kids grow. It's so true.
I actually ordered this summer because of the supply chain issues. I ordered some swimsuits for the girls because we have a Hawaii trip coming up in November.
Yeah.
And I don't think the little one's going to fit in the suit I bought her in July.
Oh,
I think that she'll need a new one by then.
So has it already shown up?
Oh yeah, they're here. Gone, yes, oh. No, that's I saw they were available
and
thought
you
better
now.
Get those.
Yeah.
What I should have done is gone a full size too big. My bad. Pet toys are a waste of money. They say here,
not all pet toys. Some dogs will actually play with a toy.
Yeah, dogs do. You're right. There's this little pink llama my dog carries around that she loves that thing.
Oh,
it's a little pink llama stuffy. And she hasn't torn it up. She's torn up everything else, but not the pink llama stuffy.
She loves the pink llama. That's so cute.
Mm-hmm.
Ripolita.
Ripolita's right. They're saying here, and it's funny because they're both right next to each other, cable internet. Those who haven't cut the cord have big monthly payments. And then next to that, they have streaming services. Those who have cut the cord have added way too many subscription services and are also paying a ton of money for stuff they don't watch.
Yesterday, I signed up for AMC Plus because I want to watch the show called Kevin Can F Himself because it stars the girl Alexis, the daughter from Schmidt's Creek.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, and I've been seeing some stuff about it, and I'm like, the only way I can watch it is to sign up for this thing. So I'm like, and it's $8.99
a month. I love the title.
Yeah. Well, so it's $8.99 a month, so I'm like, F it, I can just unsign up for this, you know, so I get it on my TV, and I put in my password and do all the stuff, jump through all the hoops, and then I get it, and within 5 minutes, I'm like, this is terrible. This is terrible.
Oh, no.
It's terrible. It's bad Boston accents, like really bad. Just they're supposed to live in Worcester. They live in Worcester. And they're walking
down
the street.
You were even more attracted because it's home.
Well,
right?
I didn't even know that that's where it was set. But I figured it was just going to be kind of, I was expecting something to be kind of like Schmidt's Creek, and I was hoping I would love it, and I really like her. But it's like no one on there is likable. It's these bunch of just awful townies. And then her, she's gorgeous, you know, and she wants to. I watched, I'm not kidding you, 10 minutes of the first episode and went, and it's just one of those bad sitcoms, like on a set. You know, laugh track going. It's terrible. And then I spent a half hour trying to figure out how to unsubscribe.
How to get away from
it. And I didn't figure it out. So today I got to say, John, I signed up for this thing.
On your list of to-dos is to get out of that thing.
I couldn't figure it out. I was going online. I'm like, oh my God, I can't. What do I do?
I told you there's a subscription service that I was getting because of, as a commuter, I wanted more options of entertainment.
Yeah.
And when I finally said, I've had it with that. I'm not paying for that. Let's let that cancel. They re-signed me up and they made it impossible to cancel in a timely manner. They ended up getting another month out of me because I just went, I give up. Just cancel. Like, I don't want, you gotta.
I gotta cancel this thing. I have to.
Anyway, I'm out of time. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Rich guy stuff. Yay!
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.